This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that fantasy drafts everything in pop culture, from birds to condiments and everything in between. Today, we're going to be drafting non-Disney animated movies with Dana Schwartz. Why? Because we're all stuck at home watching movies, so we might as well spice it up a little bit. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me as always are Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that once again, for the second week in a row, is laying on its belly like a sweet little Persian kitty.
That's beautiful.
You know what? Let me just real quick, now that we're recording, it's a little personal, but I got some of the best news of my whole life today. I want to I love what we get to do. I love that this is a possibility. I know the world is tough right now, but if you can, try your hardest to put positive energy out. It will help the world. I'm feeling so good and positive right now. I'm so thankful for everybody that listens. I'm so thankful for all the guests, for Marissa, for the friendship of the two of you being like my brothers. I just had to say it right away because I'm in an astonishingly good mood. So
I love you, buddy. That's so nice.
Yeah, man. Sean's pumped about the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah, dude. Basketball started up again. That's all it took, man.
It's hockey. You're going to do this now?
The Pacific Northwest got a hockey team, and Sean's spirits have never been more buoyed.
I thought basketball started again. Did it not?
It did.
It did.
It did.
Oh, with creepy virtual fans. I don't like that.
I don't like
that.
It's
so weird.
Are they doing the EA?
My man Bull Bull looking like an athletic twig out there.
Dude, Manute Bol's son is on the Nuggets, and he's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
I can't believe that there's a real sports team called the Nuggets and no one just changed that.
Yeah,
the
Nugs.
Well, then we get to say Blaze the Nugs.
It's very Colorado-centric. We do. We're a Nugget people in the high country.
You are a Nugget. You are a Nugget people in more ways than one.
All the ways.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. He's the guy in the great mood with a backwards brown hat.
Yeah, dude. I just got another brown hat in the mail the other day.
Get on there. All social medias. The hair is long. The face is strong.
Ooh. And it's down to get the friction on. So fellas.
By the way, the best news you were talking about, you finally found out rollerblading is better than skateboarding, right? That was what finally dawned on you?
What am I, 27? So yeah, it took me a while. I don't know if that was that funny.
Sorry.
I don't know. It's because you look so old, dude, that 27 is just ridiculous.
Did I tell you guys that I thought for most of this year that I was going to turn 40 this year, and I found out like a month ago, I was like, I'm only turning 39, so pretty excited about that.
You're not 27, just to
no,
be clear.
No, I'm 38. The gentleman's 38.
Recently
Year of our Lord,
found out he's
1981.
Yeah.
I'm 27, by the way.
Nice.
You're 27?
Yeah.
I'm 24, so I can't even imagine.
I don't like being 27. I don't like that it feels like my late 20s, and I don't like that I can't be like a wunderkind anymore. Like now if I'm successful, it's just like she's a successful person, where I wanted it to be impressive because I was young, and I lost that. I missed that.
Oh, you're just gonna go straight for my heart really early, huh? Just gonna punch me in the face 5 minutes into our podcast.
That's right. Yeah, it's gonna
I'm
be
35 years old. No, I'm 33.
Why don't we know how old we are? Is this a pandemic thing?
87. I know.
Yeah, I lose track of everything.
I'm 35, I'm 35, and I've never run a faster mile than this.
Is this a Logan's Run podcast now? Is that what this is turning into?
It is. We're all gonna by the end of this, Sean will be dead, and David and I will have received our dates. No, running a faster mile is not true. I'm 35, and I've never been closer to owning a boat. That seems technically true.
I'm 33 and I'm about to get my driver's license again. So,
and a babe. Yeah. We're all agents. Sean, anything to talk about? Anything to direct people towards or untowards?
you know, no, listen to All Fantasy Everything. If you want to download a stand-up comedy album or listen to it, I have one called The Buck Starts Here on a Special Thing Records. And yeah, thank you to everybody who listens. This is good enough. If you don't want to buy my album, don't buy it. I don't give a rip right now. So,
dude, yeah. Devil may care, dude. Devil may hair, bro, with that hair.
Yeah.
David Borey is also here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. The G is silent on Twitter.
Hey.
Dartboard in the crib.
In the crib. Adjacent.
Yeah. Zach Toscani slept at your house last night.
He did. I went to bed.
That guy's a wild man.
We were playing video games. I was like, I got to go to bed. And he's like, yeah, cool, man. I haven't been playing video games in a while. And he just stayed up and played video games.
Dan, my roommate slept at David's place last night. I woke up today and I was like, where is this guy?
The funny thing is when he called Ian around 9 o'clock, like, can I stay the night?
Oh, like a sleepover.
Is it cool if I crash at David's? He said it was all right.
His mom says it's cool.
He says there's plenty of dinner.
No, you don't have to talk to his mom.
He was telling David to call you too, be like, hey, all right, now you call him and you ask if it's cool if you stay at our house. And David's like, I don't have to do that. I'm a grown man. I can do what I feel like doing.
I'll bring some gin.
Anything you want to direct people towards?
You know, watch that short film, The Lot.
And, yes, sir.
Oh, the short film that I'm in, 16K, is really good. And you should.
Oh, yeah.
You should. They're doing a screening right tonight for HBC. I don't know how you can watch it, but you should watch it. And buy Sam Talent's book. Watch Sam J's Netflix special on August 4th. And, you know, be good to yourself. That's about it. And you can watch me do stand-up online or some shit.
You'll find it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm getting into other avenues. I'm a sea captain now.
I'm getting into beads, dude.
I'm getting into beads.
All my comedy is going to be bead-related.
Beads?
Oh, we've needed that for years, though. The game. Yeah. We've needed that for a long time.
The turquoise bead game will never be the same, dude.
Mm-hmm. The Santa Fe market.
I got the Santa Fe market.
You're going to go wild, yeah.
Taos. In a third city in New Mexico as well. All three of those locations.
You were going so fast.
Do my intro again. I interrupted your intro. You're doing really good for me. Thank you.
You know her as Taos, New Mexico's premier writer. Dana Schwartz is here as well. At Dana Schwartz with 3 Z's on Twitter. At Dana Schwartz with 3 Z's on Instagram as well.
Thank you for having me. This is truly a pleasure.
Absolutely. You may know her from her Noble Blood podcast or for writing on a number of things, including She-Hulk, which is available now on Disney Plus.
It is not. It is not filmed yet. It is upcoming.
Be filmed. We're going to drop this actually in 2024. So
yeah,
we're backloaded. Available at some point. Mark your fucking calendars, listeners, on Disney Plus. Author of several books, Choose Your Own Disaster, The White Man's Guide to White Male Writers of the Western Canon, which is such a hilarious name. The forthcoming Anatomy, a Love Story. And I forgot your first book because I'm trying to do this all off the top of the
dome. Doesn't matter. It's too many books.
It's too many books.
No one's going to buy that many books.
Sean reads
Sean
books now, actually.
Sean has 7 books.
How do you feel that I haven't read that many books?
You know, I'm going to plug one more thing that I just started with iHeartRadio, a new podcast called Popcorn Book Club. With iHeartRadio, where we read books that are getting TV and like film adaptations that are sort of in the zeitgeist, and we read those books and talk about them. So right now we're reading, we read The Hate U Give, and now we're reading Lovecraft Country because it's like coming up with HBO.
Okay. Oh, what a great idea.
Jordan, just listen to that podcast and then you can pretend you've read it.
I once did that. I read The Dirt and then it was recently adapted to screen by Netflix, and you know, both wildly, intellectual, I find. You know, I pontificate sometimes, and you know,
tells the tale of a band of gnarly entertainers known as Motley Crue.
I feel like now most of my reading, we were talking about this a little bit before we started recording, is just very long historical biographies because I'm researching for Noble Blood, and just historians are wild people just because most of them like aren't great writers and they don't have like good takes on what is interesting to people or not. So they'll spend like 4 pages on like cousins and like tiny trade regulations. And then in the footnote drop something totally bananas where I'm like, focus on that. They're like, and this person, you know, murdered 3 people in cold blood and got away with it.
That's the whole book.
King Henry ate a wolf. The wolf was still alive while he was eating it. Like, oh, that's not worth mentioning. Then a wolf ate King Henry, and then a larger King Henry ate that wolf.
It was amazing, and no one talks about it.
What a time. What a time to be alive.
Sean, your thoughts?
I was just trying to think of another book that I've read. And I recently read a book on ICP. I honestly couldn't think of a different book that I read.
You like music? You know what you should read is Elton John's autobiography. I think you'd enjoy it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would. I got this book on the MS-13 coming. I'm really, really want to read that. And then after
Sean,
that,
are you a nonfiction guy?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like I have a bunch of recs. If you're
okay.
Like,
I would love them.
I too am a nonfiction guy and would love these recs.
Well, nobody asked you, so it doesn't matter. When I first moved to Oregon,
frig you!
I made myself read a bunch of books that I thought I should have read, like on the road, stuff like that, and just so I could like bring it up in conversation. And then I got out of the habit, and I'd like to get back into the habit, Sister Act 2, and just start reading book again. Like,
oh, look at you!
Yeah, dude.
All right,
over here, bobbing, weaving. Like, you can't see me, dude.
On the road, that book enthusiast. Is Jack Carroll whack, dude.
Yeah, Jack Carroll whacked out on goofballs. What did that guy do, drugs?
Fucking writing on a scroll? What is it? What are you, a rabbi? Get out of here.
I get high on life, pal.
Yeah, that's right. Naked
Not
lunch?
Me,
no, thank you.
Drugs.
Fully clothed breakfast. That's what
drugs. Drugs is what I get high on.
What are you, my stepdad? Come on. We're doing it. We're all here.
Now, we are gathered here today not only to talk about beat writers, but also, mostly, to draft non-Disney animated movies. Now, the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you.
And non-Pixar. I feel like we have to clarify that.
Yeah. Just for all the listeners at home, Pixar also excluded.
Oh, wait, I might have a Pixar joint on here.
You better Pix it out of your list.
Get it out of your list.
Sean and I are available right now to play two sort of drunken townspeople in any Western.
To be the mascot of the Kraken. I feel like they could hire you.
Yeah, we'll get a Kraken.
Speaking tongues.
Put on your ice skates. Get out there. Score a goal.
You also could announce for the New Orleans Bouillon Cubes, which is their amateur hockey team.
Oh, that's right. Get on there. How do I get up? No, skate down there. No, I'm going to get on the ice rink there now.
We're going to get down there. We're going to crawfish now. We're going to get down to Juvenile down there right next to the Little Wayne.
Battle going to get on the Mark Messier there now.
Get on down there over there, baby, down there over there.
Does Juvenile and Mark Messier play for that team?
Yeah, it's Juvenile, Mark Messier, Big Wayne, Little Wayne's older hockey player.
His
brother.
Big, yeah, they call me Big Wayne.
Big Wayne is Wayne Gretzky, dude. Little.
Out of curiosity, how long does this podcast normally go?
6-7 hours.
7-8.
But we're trying to keep it light, so this one will probably be 5-6 hours. Now, we're going to play a game of rock, paper, scissors to determine the order, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. It's the three of you. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ooh.
Oh, all tied. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. David wins.
Yes.
Now, David, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is a serpentine draft?
Great question.
If you're at the hospital and you're sitting in the car and you forget the headlights are on and you're waiting to pick somebody up from the hospital, but you have to sit in the car because you can't go in because of these uncertain times and what have you.
I think it's pronounced hopsital. I'm sorry to interrupt here, but go ahead.
If you pass the library, go to the hospital, and you're sitting in your car, and you go inside because your battery died. You need to figure out where to jump your battery or how to get that done. So you go to the information desk, and they direct you to a security desk down one hallway, and then you get to the end of that hallway, and you see a security desk isn't there. And before you go back to the information desk, you look around a little bit, and you're like, okay, for sure it's not here. And then you go back to the information desk.
That's the reason, yeah.
And then they say, actually, you know what? Try the other security desk. And then you go down to where they said the other security desk is. And you look around and you think, surely it's going to be here. And then it's not there. And then you look both ways just to make sure. And you see it's not there. And then you go back to the information counter. And then you ask them where the security desk is. And then they say, it's actually down this hallway. You went down the wrong one. We watched you do that.
Okay.
And then you go down there and kind of just go back and forth every single hallway until you find the security counter, and then you get your car jumped, and you get to come back, and then you're a half hour late for the podcast.
Okay, cool. Basically, what it means is if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. David, with that in mind, What will the order of today's draft be?
I don't understand why the card was there. It is. I don't. I'm sorry, Sean. I love you. I got.
Would you like me to explain it again?
No,
so it's like
I'd rather
if you pass
you
the library
I got shit
and
to
go
do.
To the
I'm
hopsil.
At work. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
All right. Well, I'm at work too. I got time.
I'm at work because I'm about to murk all y'all with these picks. David,
it's
going to
go David, Dana, Sean, Ian.
Yo, hot corner. Right.
I don't know why I gave it to you last, like you didn't know that that was going to be, like it was a
DDSI,
surprise.
That's fun.
What if you were calling a surprise witness? It was like Dana, David, Sean, Santa Claus, and then Santa comes in with a sack full of letters.
That would be really fun. I would really enjoy that podcast.
Yeah. I've played Santa Claus on a number of television shows, one television show, but several episodes, so. It's kind of like having Santa here.
The other day we watched Home Alone and I was with a 5-year-old and you never think about like
was
somebody
it your
finding
5-year-old
out.
Or were you
no,
just with a
it was my
five-year-old.
Nephew. I was just a 5. I found some kid like, hey kid, you want to watch Home Alone? It's fun. It's different rooms and everything.
You're just with a 5-year-old.
You're like, how are they going to broach this whole Santa Claus thing? Because when he talks to the guy he thinks is Santa Claus when he wishes for his family back and you're like, does he say that's not Santa Claus? And so you get like nervous for a second, but they handled it very well. Because you're like, what's he going to say? I know Santa Claus isn't real, and then I got to sit and explain that Kevin McAllister's a liar all of a sudden, among all the other things. A thief, he stole that toothbrush. I don't even want to get into it, but...
Tell you whose
Are
home
you
that wasn't an issue
Are you against Kevin McAllister in Home Alone?
No, I'm not.
Is that your hot
libertarian, David? I'm not really for any of them.
I will say the most fucked up depiction of Santa in any, like, children's Christmas movie is by far Gremlins. If you don't forget, they had... The girl's dad, dressed up as Santa, tried to come down the chimney. They didn't realize where he was, and he died, and like the smell of him in the chimney. Do you remember that?
Oh,
how fucked up is that?
That's
in Gremlins?
I mean, that really...
Yes!
In the footnotes of history, though, that really did happen in Cleveland once.
It's so
really?
Scary! That's
no,
so
I have
fucked
no idea.
Up!
Oh,
I bet it has happened.
I That's hope
She's like, our dad never came home, and we didn't know where he was. And then one day, we smelled this horrible smell coming from the chimney, and we didn't know what it was, and we thought it was an animal, and it was my dad dressed up as Santa Claus and got stuck in the chimney and died.
My
that
God.
They tell that story in Gremlins.
Is Gremlins
That's gnarly.
Rated
no, I had no idea.
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid, and it fucked me up.
Yeah,
it's a scary
I remember
movie.
It was a scary movie for kids.
And I feel like that movie explains why I have sex with people who don't love me.
Yeah, you know, yeah absolutely.
That. Yeah, that's a common thread through people who love Gremlins, though. Yeah. That's like not you, just you. You shouldn't feel bad about that.
Yeah, gizmo sexuality, absolutely. Now, Gremlins not on the table today, but a bunch of movies are. And David, you have the very first pick, which I say we'll get to right after this short break. Now,
this episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything find all the quotes yourself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed, except, of course, for Noble Blood and the Popcorn Book Club, forthcoming on iHeartRadio.
Oh, it's there. You can find it.
I'm getting all this shit fucked up, but I'll tell you this. They should also friggin' call it, for God's sake, iHeart Podcasts, you know? It's a friggin' podcast. Sorry to get off on the fucking soapbox here for a second.
No, stay on there.
You know what I mean?
That's why I like you, because you're woke.
I'm not gonna not talk about the shit that's going through my head, dude.
I would say they pay me, but if they weren't, I would be saying it.
I'll be writing a letter. They're gonna have to call iHeart Letters too, because it's gonna be eloquent. David, time for your first pick.
My first pick. I just watched this movie a week ago. Could I go with other picks? Yeah, sure. But I wanted to go with this one from my heart, all the way from the streets of France. I'm going with The Illusionist.
Ooh, you were telling us about this.
It's so good. So fucking good.
It's
animated? Me, man. It's so good.
I feel
David's
like that
animated
was a,
right now.
That's a crazy first draft pick.
Yeah,
I'm a wild guy.
Yeah,
that wasn't
a
anywhere
wild
on
guy.
My list. I'll tell you that.
Me neither.
I didn't know,
I'm relieved.
I had no idea it was animated.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that. That makes sense.
You didn't want us to be judgy that your subtitled movie was animated?
No, it's not even subtitled. It's subtitled, but there's like 40 words in the... It's not even... There's hardly any words. There's like no words to the movie.
That one's not on my... I don't want to spoil my list, so never mind. I'm getting ahead of myself a strategy, so please.
Some of us play to win. Some of us have a different idea what winning is.
I play my heart song. I got to play my heart song. When I made the list... Because I make the list before I go online, and then I like supplement it. When I made the list, it was the first thing I wrote down.
I was just gonna say, not my favorite Sylvia and Chomet movie.
I would echo that sentiment, Sean, as well.
We know how that is, and are familiar with his body of work.
The end gets me so.
Yeah,
the end.
Yeah. I, again, not to spoil, but have you seen Tribute of Belleville?
No, I was supposed to watch it right afterwards. I was going to watch it. I've heard that the Triplets of Belleville is not as good. I'm
not disagree.
I mean, oh, I'll watch curious. The I'll watch the Triplets of Belleville and check back in. But man, it blew my doors off. Oh my gosh!
Will you tell us a little bit about it? For the listeners who haven't seen it, and me and John.
Who you guys? Okay, so you guys just don't listen on the text thread.
I think I used the term around France, and he's doing that finger trick where he makes it look like his fingers coming.
He's not in France. He's in Scotland.
He goes to Scotland and he meets this little girl, and she believes that his illusions are real, and she's like an orphan, and she's like, "Oh my God, you're this magic man!" And then they have like some time together, and then they split. I don't want to get like. Tell too much what happens, but the end is like heartbreaking and so great. So great. The end is like,
at the end, he does have her nose and he doesn't know how to get it back on. Yeah.
They lose the quarter from behind her ear.
He rides off.
But this is a French animator, at least. Was I super wrong or a director?
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I would lose to you at Scrabble, Dana.
We all would.
You're good at
but
Scrabble,
I would have fun
Sean.
Playing.
Okay, you were good at Scrabble.
I went to the doctor the other day, the dermatologist, and I had to Google how to spell.
Guess what told me?
I had to Google how to spell ankle. So I didn't look like a moron.
A-N-Q-U-L.
What were you thinking in your head?
I always trip. I'm like, it couldn't
was it
be
uncle?
E-L. There's one word where it's an E-L, and I'm like, is this the one? I don't know. There's one word that always trips me up, Enkel.
He's a French soccer player, though. him, Terry Henry. I don't know any other French soccer players.
I'm going to say, David, you got to get on Triple to Belleville and then text me. We'll exchange numbers because I will be... Because maybe it's like I saw that first, and maybe that's why I like it
that's
more.
That's what
maybe,
I've
you know?
Heard. That's what, but it seems like the Triplets of Belleville is a more popular movie, too, right?
Again, it's so hard to like. Maybe I just think
France.
It's better because
I
saw it when I was a child, and so it's like magical for me. But yeah.
I'll get on it. That being said, I probably will. I love The Illusionist so much.
Where did you watch The Illusionist? Like,
in
on
my
what?
Fucking house, Sean.
On what platform, David? Did you go to a movie theater?
Platform. I was sitting on my couch. I don't have a platform
you
in my house. I'm on a subway station.
Jesus Christ. Who is this? This your man? This your guy, Ian? You bring this guy? Who's this fucking guy?
Yeah, he is. I'm not going to not claim him, but I am embarrassed and ashamed right now. Yeah.
Come get your man. Come get your man.
Sitting on one unanswered question, David, and that is which platform
I rented it on iTunes. I watched it on iTunes Movies.
Okay. That's all I asked. Yeah.
I would like it if you watched it. I would love to talk to you about it.
I might,
everyone's all hyped up because we watched DMX battle Snoop Dogg last night on Versus.
Oh, it was so sick. God, it was tight.
We should have started this podcast out with a DMX like prayer, dude. That should have been how we did it.
I mean, I always do that, but I keep it off camera.
It's
for religious purposes. But
I
yeah,
do it
every
my hat,
every
like Paul
podcast.
Rodriguez just like this.
Before the end of the podcast, we should clackety. All these picks, they ain't wackety.
No, it starts the same way he starts it. Hey, yo, bitch! You know how he does. It's like, it's very,
I just
it's not respectful to the Lord.
Dana, it is time for your first pick on the heels of David's surprise, The Illusionist number one overall.
All right, so here's the thing. I love animated movies. I'm a huge animation snob and nerd, and I love the history of animation. And I'm tempted to pull like a deep cut just to show people that I'm smart.
Flexing.
But instead, I'm tempted to flex, but instead I'm just going to strategize and get out here because I have a second pick and say maybe my favorite animated movie of the last few years.
Don't do it to me.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
I really thought I could get that later.
I get it.
No.
I totally
knew. Once
it's
you started talking,
movie.
I was like,
yeah,
no,
there's
perfect.
Nothing wrong
dude,
with
gonna
it.
Do it.
It's a perfect movie. It just, I love comic books. I'm going to, sorry to plug another thing. If you like comic books, read Rescue 2020 that I put out this year.
Marissa, please bleep that out. We did the plugs already.
I'm a huge comic book fan. I'm a huge animation fan. I thought what they did just like with the story and the music and the visuals, it's a perfect movie. It's a brilliant film.
It's so good.
I loved it.
Works on every level.
I loved it.
Yeah, I'll go to the mat for that movie.
Yeah, we went, I was in Montgomery, Alabama with my fiance's parents and we
humble
like,
brag.
Just kind of, yeah, I was out there in Montgomery just getting shit done. I bought a new pair of shoes. We were.
You want to see if you got holes in your pockets because you just dropped a name pretty hard, bro.
Montgomery?
Montgomery.
Yeah, yeah. It's like honey coming out your mouth.
Montgomery.
We were just kind of looking for something to do to like get out of the crib for a minute. And that was playing. And we're like, all right, let's go. I wanted to see it more than she did. And we left and she was like, that's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
It was insane.
It crept up. I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was.
Yeah. It's an unbelievable movie. Mm-hmm.
Dare I say my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Oh. I think the best Spider-Man movie.
I think no questions asked.
One of the best superhero movies.
I think that,
yeah.
If you ask me personally, I think the bar is kind of low. But yeah, by far the best Spider-Man movie.
I am honestly very proud that I got that in my draft. And from now on, I can walk away happy no matter what else happens.
That's such a
you can
kind of
do whatever you want. You know what I mean? You just got... You convinced John Elway to play in Denver, or however that
And
happened.
I feel like I dropped that I know the name Sylvain Chomet. I'm like,
You're fine.
You styled
fine.
Hard already.
Yeah.
What they do with the animation in that, the way they use, like, just the different textures and everything, like when the fabric of reality is tearing and everything. God, it's so beautiful.
Also, the Gal Dern characters.
Is so good.
And tell me you don't tear up at the What's Up Danger drop, Leap of Faith.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
I still love that song, too. Yeah. I sing it in the shower. You know what I'm talking about?
So I feel like I can leave now. I feel like I did. This is great. I already
nailed it. It's funny because Sean's about to blow it, so it was a really good.
I know the strategy because
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. That was going to be like
kidding.
That's going to be my kind of like, I'm out here pick. And it got taken. So now it's going to be a funny one for me.
Now you're in here, dude.
Yeah.
Basement.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
What's your first pick?
That makes it. Oh, am I up?
Yeah, dude.
It makes it tricky. So I'll do it. I'm going to say Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Oh, shit. Yes. Mike Judge property.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
hell yeah.
You know, and I forgot about that until like a few hours ago. When I was making my list, I completely, because if you search, you know, like I try to do like David and do what I can off top and then search. And if you search, that ain't on a list. You can't find that on any list other than Googling that movie. It didn't make.
Other than Sean's list.
It needs to be on the list of your heart. That's with animated movies. Yeah.
It's so good. I mean.
Are you taking this because of the Red Hot Chili Peppers cover of Love Roller Coaster? That's the main reason, right?
You know, my boy Gady thought it was Bowl of Coleslaw.
That's fair. That's fair. Dude. That's not wild. I don't think that's a
bowl
wild thing to say.
Bowl of coleslaw of love?
Yeah. You get it. You get that's it. If you, a, yeah, you, that's a speaking. Push a T. If you know, you know. I'm with your boy. I get that.
Bowl of coleslaw
of love.
Psych what?
Bowl of coleslaw.
I mean, when you sing it like that.
Are they going to Washington, D.C. in that movie? Am I remembering that right?
They go to D.C. I love a couple things. It's got Bobby Stacks in it. If you don't love Robert Stacks, I don't know what to do with you. It's got Bobby Stacks. And it's got one of the best lines when he goes,
They were whacking off in my tool shed.
When it's something like where he goes, those are the guys that were, there's the camper they were whacking off in or something like that. And then Bobby Stack steps in. He goes, damn it, you're a federal agent. You know better than to end a sentence in a preposition. Stuck with me forever. And that's like the only way I know what a preposition is. And I don't even think I know what it is, but I know in is a preposition.
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
That's I like that movie, man. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk about how
much is this a goddamn? That was in there too, I think. Where they're at the Hoover Dam.
And it's just, it's like your typical comedy, summer comedy of two teens. Trying to have sex for the first time.
Yeah.
It's a timeless formula.
Classic.
Well, they're bringing back like Beavis and Butthead. It's coming back on the music television.
I know.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
Is it Comedy Central?
Comedy Central.
Oh, it's on Comedy Central.
Again, as a 27-year-old woman, this entire conversation is just...
You missed Beavis.
Oh, that's right over your
head. Never seen a single episode of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's
you
talk
think
about
like
LFO
it?
Instead, then. LFO.
Based off
she'll
what
be able
you know about it, do you think you'd like it, Dana?
From what we said,
know.
I hope not.
I think like maybe if I had watched it when I was younger and have some nostalgia for it, I feel like a lot of those things, like if you just watch it as an adult, you'll be like, I don't get this. But maybe I would. I'm not a comedy snob. Do you think I should watch it? Would you recommend
it's Mike
to
Judge.
Me?
Mike Judge at his finest. If you like King
Mike
of the
Judge.
Hill, it's just that. Yeah.
Oh,
All you right. should watch Beavis and Butthead watching the video Butttown. And if you don't like
that, is this a real thing or is it
it's
thing totally you made
real.
Up?
It's a you guys. It's a real song. You guys have never and like you never heard that song when he's
Butt
like
Town.
Oh, I'm not. Don't say it like that. Don't say it like I'm crazy. It's a real song.
Butttown?
I'm gonna sing it
I'm
for
gonna
you.
Say it sounds like you're making fun of me and that you're
no,
just like making
I'm
a
not.
Thing up.
One of my favorite lines is he goes, "All the police have muscular physiques in Butttown," and then Butthead's like, "Did he just say Butttown?" And then Beavis is like, "This is awesome. It's really funny. It's really funny. It's really really funny."
I haven't seen Do America recently enough to recommend it, but Beavis and Butthead is very funny.
Yeah.
Almost, it's worth it just for like a culture trip almost, just for like, oh, this is what was going on then.
So I probably could have waited to pick it. I was wondering.
Beavis and also Butthead Do America for Sean's first pick. It is time for my first pick and my second pick as it is a serpentine draft. And with my first pick, I'm going to go ahead and take Shrek.
Yeah. You had to do it.
It's not a good movie.
I get it.
Guys, your strategy's nothing. Oh my God.
You don't think Shrek is a good movie?
You don't like Shrek?
No, it does not age well at all. What? It's all just like topical pop culture references. It's not a good movie.
It was the references were so topical at the time. Oh, it was hilarious.
It just doesn't age well.
Shrek! Murphy's on Shrek and a donkey voice?
It doesn't have rewatch value. It was great.
I've seen Shrek 8 times.
Eddie Murphy. Mike Myers.
No, you've already said enough.
I'm backing off. I'm backing off.
Smash Mouth Eddie Murphy?
He's a big Lithgow head, so that's what you got to know about Ian. He's
a big
Lithgow
head. Watch Perry Mason on the home box office. It's fantastic.
Yeah, also watch the Manhattan Project.
Ian always goes to every Comic-Con and he goes, "Where's the fucking John Lithgow booth?"
He's not here. Why'd I come then?
I'll keep coming, but I'm going to keep making a scene.
It might be because I'm part of that time, but that movie, the first and the second one, the other two kind of fall off the rails.
I'm just fascinated by the strategy of all of your drafts right now.
I thought Shrek would be one of the earlier picks. I didn't think I was going to be going up against The Illusionist and Beavis and Butthead Do America this early.
Nobody did.
If I'm being honest. Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse, yes. Yes, I did.
Nobody's ever gone up against those two things in the history of the world.
I love about Shrek is they found a way to shoehorn calling someone fuckwad. Because his name's Lord Farquaad, and years into my life, I was like, oh, they're just calling him Lord Fuckwad, and it's awesome.
Oh, is that too topical a joke for you, Dana? Calling a guy Lord Fuckwad?
They do a great, bullet time Matrix joke in there. Just,
I mean, I haven't seen Shrek in like 10 years, probably. So, I mean, I'm with you.
It's been years for me as well, but I'm still fucking claiming it, and I think it's a good pick.
Listen to Wow, That's What I Call Music 97, and you've watched Shrek.
Yeah.
I love poking holes in all of Carmel's picks. I love it. It always happens to me. So,
it turns out I'm a huge animated movie bitch. Like, everyone is bad at this except me.
Apparently,
we've been
not.
Calling David that for years. So
that's
a movie, bitch.
I have a novelty license plate.
My picks are like onions; they've got layers. All right, Shrek
donkey.
Is like an onion. Donkey.
If you don't pick Shrek 2 right now,
donkey.
That would be the
God,
best.
That'd be tight.
God, I wish I had that
kind
of vision.
Way less rewatchability.
I gotta go to my youth, to my youth for this one, and I have to take a movie. That has, all right, I'm going to save that one. I'm going to go to a different one for my youth. I'm taking Ferngully. Ferngully's going second. Ferngully's very what? Ferngully is weirdly.
Reflective of the times right now? I can't remember exactly Ferngully, but isn't it?
The rainforest was dying and they had to save it.
No, Ferngully's where Denzel Washington plays a corrupt cop in the LAPD and...
and Tom Hanks has AIDS.
Yeah.
Am I crazy or do I remember Hexus being hot?
Well, you're crazy because you don't think Shrek is a good movie, but Hexus is definitely Hexus hot.
Everybody in Ferngully was mad hot.
Except for Robin Williams' bat character, who was sexy, but not, I wouldn't say hot.
I mean, okay.
He has like a charisma.
Yeah. You're going, that's who you're marrying. You're gonna, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're going to sleep with the other ones, but you definitely marry Robin Williams as a bat.
I just like remember Hexus had like pecs at one point, and I was very young, being like, "Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're hot.
Oh, just like, oh.
I'll hear this out.
Sure.
I want anyone listening who's confused to Google Hexus topless right now, and they'll get it.
Hexes.
I'm not confused. Hexes. I'm going to do it anyway.
I just want to see what that.
Don't Google that. Porn comes up. Google just Hexus Fern Gully.
We've gone too far.
Yeah, don't Google that. I don't recommend it. Just Google Hexus with two X's.
Two X's, by the way.
Then do yourself a Google porn later. Just give it a look. You might like it. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's about deforestation and the rainforest fighting back.
I don't like it.
You saw the porn or what?
I don't like that.
Did you see the porn or the shirtless
I saw the
like cum gutters?
I don't like that.
Dana?
Yeah.
Thank you. I say cum gutters and people want to throw up. I love saying that.
That's
hilarious.
That's what it's called, right?
We call them D'Angelo's. You could not be more correct.
Yeah. What do you call them?
D'Angelo's. I call Ian and David my cum gutters. That's what we're talking about, right?
Why I add her.
That's what they're called. That's just a medical term.
A lot of people call them D'Angelo's, and I've never agreed with
that's
that.
That's weird. That's gross.
I'm also sorry, Sean. I don't think I think only I said that, and I maybe led you to believe that it was a term.
I call him D'Angelo's.
Oh, okay. So we
say
that.
Heard people call him D'Angelo's.
No,
you know, D'Angelo from the How Does It Feel video. The very first time most of us saw cum gutters.
It's the first time I knew what they were used for, I'll tell you
that. That's right. Fern Gully, very funny and just a sweet, fun movie. Good soundtrack. Good message. There's a massive, logging machine that, grabs trees and pulls them out of the earth.
Yeah, they were against deforestation.
That's right. And as a native Oregonian... So too am I. So too am I.
You're from Oregon, huh?
Yeah, I'm from Oregon.
Okay.
My college roommate was from Oregon. Big fan.
Were they dope?
Yeah, she's great.
I'll buy that. Sounds like one of us.
We're at the doctor and I said something about being from South Dakota, and it's one of the only places where people will just be like, oh, yeah, I lived in North Dakota, and I'm just like, well, I don't care. That's not the same thing. Dakota is what I'm talking about. South Dakota.
That's kind of the same thing.
I'm one of those people that wants North and South Dakota to become one state and then make DC a state. Just combine the Dakotas.
Yeah.
If we combine the Dakotas, it's going to be called California. And then I'm going to just move back and release rap albums every day. Mixtapes, we're going to call them. Yeah.
That makes me want it more.
All right. I'll get a nice houseboat on the Missouri River and just kind of go up and down.
Man, your state has another state's river in it. You guys are getting dunked on, bro.
Oof.
Dunked on, dude.
Shout out to the mighty Colorado, you know?
Yeah, man. We got the Columbia and the Willamette. We got the Snake River, bro. We definitely don't have the fucking Idaho River in Oregon.
You guys got gentrified by Missouri.
Jesus Christ, dude. What? Did Nelly and the St. Lunatics come up and do that? Or what?
Show me state. The
Bob Barker, bro. Is he from Missouri? He might be.
More like the blow me state.
Yeah, dude.
January Jones, Brock Lesnar, Mike Miller, Bob Barker.
Mm-hmm.
All hail from North Dakota. All right.
All North Dakotans.
Crazy horse.
Sean, time for your second pick, dude.
Crazy horse.
One of the more famous gentlemen. My second pick, I'm going to go.
Uh-huh.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Uh-huh. Disney.
What? That's Disney.
Buena Vista, motherfucker.
It said it wasn't.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it even came
in that box that all the Disney movies came in. Remember?
Hard Disney, dude.
Hard Disney movie.
You can buy this stuff at the Disney store.
Just because it was Buena Vista doesn't mean it wasn't Disney.
Yeah, you went hard.
What do you think? Where did you buy your hoodies with the thumb hole already cut in with Jack Skellington on it? Not the Disney store? Because that's where we all got ours.
How did everybody in junior high school know you smoked pot?
All right, fine. The Lion King. I'm just kidding.
The new one, though.
Watching everybody's face. No, that was risky for some reason.
Risky?
I don't know. I thought it wasn't Disney for some reason. But anyway.
Some of that North Dakota public education happening right there. That's what it was.
It was Touchstone, which was, it's under Walt Disney. It just, Disney has had a weird subdivision for.
Maybe I don't think I knew that then. So if I looked, it wouldn't have said Disney on it.
No, if you look at the poster, it says Disney, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I should have gone into my room and looked. Yeah. All right. I didn't.
He only has Joker posters in his room.
all right. I am going to go The Land Before Time.
Okay. Ah, yes.
Littlefoot.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Littlefoot, Sarah. What was
Ducky? Ducky.
Yeah, yeah.
Spike
Do
as well.
Do you know that Ducky, the voice of Ducky, was murdered by her dad?
Oh my God.
Have you heard
that?
What? Oh my God, I hate that I'm having to tell you this. I thought everyone knew.
I thought Ducky was still alive.
The little girl who played Ducky when she was 9 years old, her dad murdered her.
Oh my
Great pick,
God.
Sean.
Are Good you job, Sean.
You have to expand on that story. You can't just. What
I think
happened?
That's the end of the story. I
don't think that's more than. It's not like it was a gambling beef or something like that.
To be fair, her dad was a Tyrannosaurus Rex, though.
That's
harsh. Yeah. I don't know if
she,
I want that taken out or not.
She and her mother, Maria, I'm just reading now from Wikipedia. She and her mother, Maria, were killed in July 1988 as a result of a double murder-suicide perpetrated in their home by her father.
Damn.
Maybe you three should have let me just pick the Nightmare Before Christmas and we'd all still be in a good mood.
Damn it.
Damn, dude.
No, I didn't know that.
I wish
either
we could
way,
go back to the land before knowing that had happened, you know? No,
I'm so sorry. I thought that was like a thing that everyone kind of knew.
I do think I maybe had heard that before. When you were, when you said the person who played Ducky, I'm like, there's something dark. I remember something dark having happened.
Yeah. I did not. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. I had
intensity,
no idea.
Intense City, man. I had no idea, but.
Did you just say intensity in Tent City?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, good pick. Good job.
Thank you.
It is a good movie. It's a great movie. I loved it. I
remind
loved
me
it.
That I haven't seen it in a long, long time. I'm debating which one I'm going to watch one of these animated films this evening, and I'm excited. You weren't a big dog? No.
He's wearing
I thought
a gecko.
That was a big dog sweatshirt.
I thought so too.
It says G-O and I thought it was backwards, and I thought you got a big dog sweatshirt.
I'm
that
living
I didn't
a big dog
about.
Lifestyle right now. You may have noticed I'm not on the porch.
It should say fancy kitty with you laying in your bed like that, my friend. That's neither here nor there. Yeah, Land Before Time. Fantastic. Definitely one of the movies of my childhood. And it's fun to see it be the movie of my nephew's childhood as well. It's fun. Just a classic flick, you know?
I believe I was given a VHS. My mom will have to confirm. I was given a VHS copy of it for not sucking my thumb anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's cute. There we go. Now it's
I was a
cute.
Big
that's
thumb
awesome.
Sucker, and then I stopped doing it. And then I think for some reason I remember this, it was from Pizza Hut, and Pizza Hut had a thing where you could also pay a little bit of extra money and they would deliver a movie.
Oh.
That's cute.
Oh, I can see that.
I think
Do you
so.
Remember like, when you like, read a bunch of books and they'd give you like a little pizza from Pizza Hut?
No.
Do you guys
Next,
remember that?
No, let's move on.
Okay. That might have been...
All right.
Sean doesn't want to talk about that.
No, I never read a bunch of books. Is that what
we
you want to hear?
We're talking about books, dude. Dana, time for your second pick.
Can I just say I'm a little annoyed that our lists are so... I have a full list of 18, and none of you have named any of them yet. So I'm, like, angry that now I have to, like, go to my number. It makes it hard on me that I don't get to go to my deep cuts.
Don't get mad at us because you have terrible taste regarding the movie Shrek.
I'll bet you, if we haven't named one yet, I bet you we won't touch that list.
I wanted, I like wanted to get into my deep cuts, and this is, I'm like embarrassed that I'm picking such a basic movie now, but I'll say Spirited Away.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was going to be my second. One. That's, yeah.
It's maybe not even my favorite Miyazaki one, but I feel like it's the most accessible, and it's just like a brilliantly crafted, lovely movie. And it sort of captures that feeling of like lost childhood in a way that art doesn't really communicate very often.
Absolutely. Won that dang Oscar as well.
Won that Oscar. It's a beautiful score. Out of like every Miyazaki movie, it's not the one maybe I have like the strongest emotional connection to, but it's the
Me
one
neither.
I think.
That's
I
why
think
I
it's
didn't
like the most
it.
Beautiful.
I love that one. I love
if
that
If this
one.
Is a draft, you want the Pablo Sanchez on your team. And I'm, you know, I want Spirited Away.
Oh, no, I'm not picking any Pablo. That's the problem. I'm picking a whole bunch of Barry Zitos.
Yeah, it's this is a draft. Give me the heavy hitters. I want those. Give me Spirited Away.
I might
take a DH in the fifth, maybe.
I'm playing five power forwards. I'm not even in the same sport.
My team isn't showing up to the game. They're all going to stop and get shit-faced at a pool hall. So, yeah.
Sean picked a junior varsity.
It's not. Spirited Away wasn't even on. Like, it wasn't even next on my list because I just assumed I wouldn't be able to get it. It's like, this is embarrassing
Thank
for you.
You
guys.
That's
yeah.
one of the nicest things anyone's ever said about me. I appreciate it.
Sorry to have shrecked your expectations.
Yeah.
Shrek, dude.
Read a good book, movie. You motherfuckers.
Like, no. Ian got in a car Shrek on his way to this.
I've seen all these movies. I don't.
Yeah, David, I respect you. You pulled out The Illusionist. You're the only good one.
Oh, wait till my second pick. It's David very illusionist-esque.
Because he ran out of wings to fry. I don't know if I'm giving him all the credit in the world.
I think we'll let the people online, that's right, the internet, determine whether or not Shrek is a good movie. And I think they're going to be falling behind.
Those are the people who always have the best entertainment.
Okay,
choices.
Here's the thing. Just because you remember seeing something, just because you've seen it, doesn't mean it's good. That's the thing. Yeah. Everyone just like mistakes nostalgia and familiarity for quality. And like those things aren't the same. You can be like, I love Shrek because I'm nostalgic for it and I watched it when I was a child, but it's like not objectively a great movie.
Get him.
I love it because
Shrek,
it's about.
La la love Shrek. That's my only response to that. I know exactly what you're saying.
I love it because it's a plus-size Disney or animated film.
Yeah, it's a plus-size, exactly. Yeah. It's a plus-size Scottish Zoftig.
That's my Venn diagram.
God bless it.
I will reply to that. I recently watched Austin Powers and enjoyed that, and that's a nostalgia trip. So by the transitive property, I think I would also still enjoy Shrek.
To be fair, I have not rewatched Shrek in a long time. Maybe I would enjoy it. Maybe I've been too harsh, but it would not be on my list.
I'm expecting not only a written apology, but also some sort of baked good as soon as you do watch
it. I'll deliver it in a bad Scottish accent.
Thank you.
Ooh, get him.
Pastries. Spirited Away. It's a great fucking movie.
Oh, did you just say pastries? Say pastries.
Pastries.
Whatever, Lord Fuckwad. Huh?
Come on.
I didn't know that fuckwad thing till today, though. I'll tell you. I was fronting when you said it. I was like laughing like I knew. I didn't know.
Yeah. Because I'm
fuckwad,
deep.
Dude. I didn't really even. Spirited Away is a great movie. I just watched it the other night for the first time in preparation for this. Really enjoyed it, but was not my. I have other Miyazaki movies I like more.
I'm excited to see how that goes.
It's not me a favorite.
Is one
it
about
is
your neighbor? I'm not even going to do that. I'm sorry.
Bro. I'm sorry.
I won't do that.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you flexing?
I won't do that.
You did it, but you, yeah. All right.
Well, David, it's time for your second and third picks, as this is a Shrekentine draft.
My second draft, I am going with a pick based in nostalgia. It's dripping with it. I watched it all the time as a kid. I'm going with Fievel Goes West.
Yes!
West over. I like the first one, but West is better. I just 100%. Love Fievel Goes West so much.
Yeah, I prefer Fievel Goes West.
It's a better movie.
Why? Right.
What?
Why? Yeah, yeah. Wyvel.
Ah, Wyvel Goes West.
I didn't like
Wyvel just sounds funny, so I'm happy like that someone said Wyvel.
I just remember, I mean, I don't think I could give you like a blow-by-blow, but I do remember liking it more.
Are we talking about why I like it versus the first one? I don't know if anybody's going to pick the first one.
I'm not going to.
Okay. The first one was like less of a children's movie to me. The first one was scary.
The first one was about the Jewish experience, the Jewish immigration experience.
Yeah, completely. It was like the cats ran them out of Russia. Shittles. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like they had that terrible evening. Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, but Fievel Goes West is just a lot more fun. It's a lot more uplifting. I love the music. I love the sheriff. I love the slingshots.
Oh, yeah.
I love that the one guy's slingshot gets ED for some reason. That's weird.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like, he goes to shoot it, and it's just like... yeah. And I love that they carried over the song from the first one to the second one.
Underneath the,
you know that song.
How's it?
Somewhere out there, beneath the moonlight, someone's singing of me. And loving me.
Air horns.
Fuck yeah. I think as a young Jewish boy, I had seen so many things and read so many things already about like the Jewish experience and how hard everything was that by the time I saw that, you know, movie, I was like, you got more of this.
Wait,
and then
you were a young Jewish boy.
Okay. Pre-bar mitzvah and everything. Yeah.
Post-circumcision,
pre-bar mitzvah.
Post-circ. Post-bris.
Post-circ, pre-bar.
Between the bris and the bar.
That's the sweet spot. Yeah.
Between the bris and the bar.
Post-bris, pre-bar.
That's awesome.
I didn't even know as a kid. I didn't know anything about Jewish people. I was like, yo, cats are scary.
Yeah, dude. Which is crazy because our last name would have been Katz before it got changed. So
you guys were the Katzes?
We were the K-A-T-Z's, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what my family was before we got changed to Ellis Island?
What?
Bielostutsky.
Bielostutsky?
Damn.
Like Matt, that's almost
way
like
more syllables. I like
that. Yeah, I think we're probably from Bielostuk. And then at Ellis Island, they were like, nope, you're brown.
It got changed to Brant. God damn. We didn't get here until after World War II.
And yikes.
It was definitely a yikes situation. I don't want to go into it too much, but most of my family was massacred by the Nazis. But my grandpa changed it from Solomon Katz to George Carmel, which is a...
I still like that.
I know. I
like
both of them.
I like both of those.
My guy, my great-grandfather went from Gedalia Bielostutsky to Carl Brown.
Oh, man. That is quite the goying of a name.
Yeah, seriously.
Carl Brown. What was his first name?
Gedalia.
Gedalia. God, that's a beautiful name.
Jeez.
Gedalia Bielostutsky.
Honestly, my family got here in 86, Bori the whole time.
Yeah, dude.
Whole time.
It's been a Bori story.
That's 86.
You could change it.
I refuse.
All right.
It's like one of my things. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Five Will Goes West is my second pick. And my third pick, because I have like a bunch of picks I want to pick, but I think they could go last.
You're afraid to get made fun of by Dana like me now for the rest of the
time?
I'll be getting made fun of for the duration. So
I feel like I can go last with my heart and just go with hits. Yeah. So I'm going with South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
That was my next pick.
Fuck.
That movie fucking rules. You mean Beavis and Butthead, the original South Park, wasn't on your list, huh? All right.
Why are you mad at me, Sean?
Beavis and Butthead's a good
movie. The music in that, it's amazing. It's hilarious. Good.
Blame Canada. Everything that the devil does is so funny.
What would Brian Boitano do?
Oh, yeah. So good.
I was mixed up. I didn't know that was in the movie. That's awesome.
I love it. The I Want to Go Up There song. And then at the very end where he's like, I want to go there. I want to go there. Oh, it's so funny.
I'm pretty sure
the devil's hilarious.
Blame Canada was nominated for best original song. I think it was.
Robin Williams performed it live at the VMAs, I think.
It's
remember?
Great.
Or the MTV Movie Awards.
Suck it, Marissa. Just wanted to take an opportunity to say that.
I do really like that song. So
yeah, it's so good. Yeah, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Uncle Fucker's on that too.
David,
you
fucked up Uncle Fucker.
That's a good pick. I feel like your draft is the good one right now. The two of you are on notice. I'm judging both of you so heavily.
I am having a hard time with this right now.
You haven't heard Sean's third pick. It's gonna blow your doors off.
It might be on your list. I was gonna pick this eventually. I could have got it later, but I'll pick it now. Am I up?
It's not you yet.
Oh, it's Dana.
That's right.
Are we done talking about South Park? It's just a great fucking, it's such a funny movie if you haven't seen it yet.
What is the plot of that movie? I couldn't remember specifically. What are they doing?
They're trying to cancel Saddam that Hussein. TV show.
Terrence and Phillips?
Terrence and Phillips.
That's right.
Also, the devil and his lover, Saddam Hussein, are trying to take over the world.
Yeah, okay. That's, because it, like, they pepper so much in to the actual show that I have trouble remembering what is specific to the movie or not. Like, is the movie where Saddam's like in hell fully and they're like, they're actually having the conversation the lovers would have?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And they have, there's the resistance. Is that one of the songs? Though I Die.
Yeah.
La Resistance
lives on.
That like fake Les Miserables song in there.
There's also, you know, after spending your life addicted to smack, homeless on the street, driven hand jobs for crack.
That's right.
Good call. Probably could have gotten Ferngully later. Ugh. All right. South Park, great pick. Dana, time for your third pick.
Again, I'm going basic on this just because it's a perfect movie. I think it's actually very underrated, and it embodies to me what this pick is about, what this draft is about, which is movies that are not Disney Pixar and then sort of have got shafted because of that.
Uh-huh.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah. That was on my list.
It's a beautiful movie. The score is phenomenal. And I think because it was DreamWorks, DreamWorks had a really bad track record with animated movies. So I think people sort of dismissed it. They did that.
There are some bad ones.
Up until, you know, they had like Over the Head. They had a few bad years.
No, they definitely did. Isn't Shrek DreamWorks, though?
After Shrek, of course, they had.
What's
but
that
they
one
had
with the squirrel? That movie Womp.
I know what you're talking about. They absolutely did. Yeah, totally.
They had a few really bad years, and then I think people sort of dismissed How to Train Your Dragon as sort of childish fluff. And it's a really beautifully animated, beautifully scored movie. And if you haven't seen it, go see it.
I cried on a plane watching it.
I cry like a baby every time I see it.
Yeah.
They hit that movie for like a three piece though, right? Or is there four of them?
No, they definitely at least got three out of it.
They got three, yeah. Maybe four.
Shout out to my little brother. I took all my little brothers to see that one time, and it cost me like $150. Because I was like, whatever, awesome, get all the candy you want. I work at a casino, and then like, woof.
What a fun feeling though.
Jay Baruchel too, your boy, yep. Jay Baruchel.
Yeah.
Speaking of Canada, dude, yeah.
He doesn't get any shine, Jay Baruchel. He was in one of my favorite shows ever, Undeclared. He was like the lead in the first Apatow, or second Judd Apatow series, I think, Freaks and Geeks, first one. But Undeclared, yep. It was only one season. Jay Baruchel was the main character, littered with people who are now wildly famous. It was such a good show, and it got dumped after the first season. I was really bummed about it.
Oh, man, Jay Baruchel. Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know, he's like one of those dudes.
I like in This Is the End when he plays himself and everybody hates him.
Doesn't everybody play themselves in that movie?
Yeah. It's like, it's not great, but it's funny enough, and they play themselves. James Franco's like a total prick, you know, so it works.
Maybe next time I take an Ataki, I'll give it a watch. How to Train Your Dragon, excellent pick. Sean, time for your third pick.
I'm going to pick Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Really?
Is anybody familiar with Rikki Tikki Tavi?
Nah, I don't even know.
The book?
Yeah, it was a movie.
The Rudyard Kipling book?
Uh-huh. They made a movie.
Yeah.
They made a movie of it.
Is that about a guy on a draft?
It's about a mongoose who is like protects this little boy from a cobra that breaks in and is going to kill the boy. But it was when I was a kid, it was one of my favorite movies, maybe because we didn't have any money. That was like the only movie that I ever saw. Like we just had that movie, but I loved that movie when
that
I was
counts,
a kid.
By the way,
was it narrated by Orson Welles?
I don't know.
Am I Googling the right film?
Is that what it says? Then I love it way more than I did when I was a kid.
I'm Paul Masson.
Was it 24 minutes long?
Yeah.
Yeah, narrated by Orson Welles.
Wait, is that a movie? I guess it's a movie.
This is a short You picked a short film narrated by Orson Welles for the... Good for you, man.
Dude.
Fuck it. Hell yeah.
Your boy's artsy over here. I read books. The whole thing was a front.
I see those bandanas.
Yeah, dude.
The Pinks. It's a book club. They're all book clubs I'm in. They're covering up novels. Yeah, Rikki Tikki Tavi. I just remember... I didn't know it was only 24 minutes long, but I'm still calling it a movie. I seriously
you didn't know
thought
what
it,
minutes were.
Yeah, I thought it was like an hour. I didn't know what time was. I just knew it was movie time. Rikki Tikki Tavi. Yeah, it was so cute. Like his little mongoose tail would shake all crazy when he got when he was trying to protect the little boy or when he saw the cobra, and he would do this like wild dance where listeners can't see it, but like he'd just hop up and down like side to side trying to protect, and then ultimately sacrifices himself for this child. So. Yeah.
It was that's Chuck deep. Jones animated it. Who was one of the Looney Tunes guys. So it was kind of in that like Looney Tune animation style.
Tight.
Who?
No. Well, yeah, it's old. It's super
Chuck
old.
Jones.
So yeah. Yeah, I guess
Who?
Like old Looney
Chuck
Tunes.
Chuck Jones.
Stuff.
There we go.
Anyway, yeah. Rikki Tikki Tavi. Thanks for letting me do that.
All right.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
Do you remember Rikki Tikki Tembo No Soy Rembo?
I do.
Whatever that long.
I
we
feel
had to
like that was probably racist.
Probably racist and definitely also performed at my grade school.
Same.
By like
100% by all white children.
Yeah, complete. Well, probably like 98% white.
What the fuck are you talking about? What did you just say?
Something called Rikki Tikki Tembo.
That sounds like a spell.
Yeah.
It's like a long Asian name, and the name is so long that like the villain doesn't bother to hang out. I think was the premise. I don't remember the plot.
Oh, boy.
But
I think it sounds like enough of it. That sounds like enough. I get the idea.
Speaking of spell, we do a Zoom call with my fiance's family once a week, and yesterday we did show and spell, which is a show and tell, but you make up a Harry Potter spell and then make your show appear. So we did show and spell, and it was kind of fun.
Oh my God.
Is your wife's family children?
They run the family.
They're not children. His wife's family, his father-in-law to be, is a Air Force general.
Sure is.
Did he come up with a Harry Potter spell?
He did. I can't remember
what was your spell? Yeah.
I can't remember exactly. I just got a new board. So the thing is, you say your spell and then people guess what you're showing. They guess what it makes the spell appear. Skatroni Bordonis.
Oh.
You didn't really.
I got a new skateboard. I didn't make it hard. I was the first one to go and I didn't know what the actual game was. And then they explained it and I was like, oh, well, you'll get mine real quick.
You didn't want to say like Christeramus 900. You could have just said a skate trick. You could have just said like
or
a half
like
cab
a Tony
front
Hawk.
Flip.
Tonius Hawkmus.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. All right. I apologize to everybody.
Listen, all right. I'm an amateur wizard. I don't know how to make spells either.
Hindsight is 20/20. Ricky Tiki Tavi from Shawnee Bonnie Jordan.
Thanks,
time for my third and fourth picks. With my third pick, I'm going to take Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Love that movie. Saw that movie a couple of years ago. Still love that movie. Love and relate to Templeton the Rat.
Oh, because he loves popcorn?
That man fucks.
Isn't he?
He
Templeton.
Fucks for sure. Templeton fucks
long,
for
long
sure.
Long stroke style. You know what I mean? Deep East Oakland.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He eats trash too, right? That's his shit?
Yeah, he eats trash. That's his, he like gets loose at the fair and just makes like this smorgasbord of garbage. There's like everything in it, like hot dogs and pizza. And he just fucking loves it. He's a rat and he loves himself. Anyway, you know what I mean? He's just like a big, fat, slobby rat.
I mean, you're turning me around on Templeton.
He's just Templeton's a big, fat, Templeton's, slobby rat.
Templeton's a thick hero, dude.
Ooh, because he had hips.
Yeah.
Templeton had the cakes, man. You saw it. You saw it.
I watched
it.
Babe the other day. Does somebody, the main character dies in Charlotte's Web, right?
Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, she dies, right? Because I mixed it up with Babe for some reason, and I thought
Big in
Babe
the City?
Died. No, just Babe. I'm not on the sequels yet.
La, la, la.
I thought it was
Babe,
called...
Sean, I'm so sorry to ask this. Do you have children?
No.
Okay. I just,
he just likes
just
doing magic.
Mental picture of what your life is like.
He just
young
likes doing
nephews,
magic.
Though.
Okay.
A lot of skateboarding. I'm really good at nunchucks, and I do this. What my life is like.
I do like the sneaky feminist message in Charlotte's Web, which is like a woman will do all the work and like build this elaborate thing and be like, that's some pig. And then people be like, oh, the pig is great. And then she'll just die.
Yeah. And then the
Charlotte does all the work and then dies.
Some pig. It's
and
not even really
like,
a compliment.
Oh, the pig must be amazing. Instead of like, oh my God, that spider can write letters.
Yeah, that's
I've never seen
English.
A pig spin a web. It was really unrealistic. Like they looked at it and they were like, "Oh yeah, pig must have did that."
But it's a very sweet, fun movie. Sad the way a good like kids animated movie should be at some point. Sad
I love her
dies.
Voice. I don't know which actress did it, but
yeah. I bet we could.
I actually love his voice too, and Templeton. They got good voices in that movie.
Templeton's a good name.
Yeah.
Templeton's a great name.
It is. First name Templeton, that's fantastic. Regal.
It was made in 1973. Regal Beagle. Debbie Reynolds, Paul Lind.
Ooh.
Paul Lind.
A cast.
And Henry Gibson, yeah. Yeah, they were out here making fucking moves.
Yeah, they got it
done. Paul Lind was Templeton. Fuck yeah.
See?
Somebody named Agnes Moorhead was the goose. We all knew that, though. I didn't bring that up.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, so Charlotte's Web is my third pick. And with my fourth pick, I'm going to take Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
That's a good movie.
I never seen it.
I don't think I have either. Who's the villain in it?
It's a good movie.
Well, the Joker's in it, and then there's also...
Mark Hamill's Joker, if I'm not mistaken.
Mark Hamill as the Joker. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And then the Phantasm, or there's this, like, what is the... There's somebody else. I don't want to give too much. Well, what am I giving?
Yeah, go for
it's
it.
It's basically a love triangle. Batman, like, falls in love with somebody who's also at the grave of her parents while he's like visiting the grave of his parents. And it turns out
that's where you meet.
She is also like a superhero, you know, wears like an outfit and like, I think it's all technology and everything, but she like kills people. You know what I mean?
Oh, so she's like a dark superhero.
She does what like Batman can't do. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So do they, you know, do they fuck?
Do they make a little dark superhero?
They don't have a baby, but I do think they, I think it's implied that they fuck at some point.
Good
Batman
for
always fucks.
Yeah, Batman out here.
Oh, yeah, I always forget
Batman
that he's a playboy.
Batman's getting it done.
I always forget about that. He is a playboy.
Yeah, Batman will handle it.
Andrea Beaumont, the Phantasm. Dana Delaney was the voice. Yeah, and it like it's just very cool. It's that kind of like Batman the Animated Series sort of vibe.
Yeah, that was like a great show.
Very like gothic and like angular and like kind of dark. It's just cool. I watched it again the other night. It's like a good hang for like an hour and a half. It's a fun movie, man.
Sure.
I feel it.
And the Joker's in it all crazy. And it's kind of fun because the Joker's not like the main bad guy. Abe Vigoda's a character in it. Wow.
You should have opened with that.
Salvatore the Weezer Valestra.
Mark Hamill's a great Joker.
Oh my God, he's so good.
Is he a better vocal actor than actor?
Mark Hamill, he had such a killer role in What We Do in the Shadows on this most recent season. I haven't seen the new season yet. I won't wreck it for you, but Laura's spot, she's like, is that Mark Hamill? I was like, dog, I would never. It was sick.
Believe it or
that
not, he was also
knocks,
in
by the way.
Star Wars.
What?
What Star Wars? Sorry.
Mark Hamill was in Star Wars, you said?
It's a little indie flick. I'll DM you guys. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Is called Star Wars. Is that what I search for?
There's a movie called Star Wars. It's about a farming on a desert planet.
Yeah.
That does not sound fun.
It picks up. A lot of nerds seem to love it.
It's like quarantine. Yeah. Whatever. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, it sounds all right. I guess. Well, I think I'm going to watch that Batman cartoon first.
It's an Ethiopian art film. What are you going to watch?
I'm going to watch that Batman film first, but
Mask
then I'll fuck with some Star Wars.
They really,
I will say, with the What We Do in the Shadows, I did not realize that that was Mark Hamill until way late. They really do him up.
I'll tell you what gets me without giving it all away. The toothpick gag. Every time I'm just like that, it always is funny. It's always funny. I've rewatched the whole season.
Matt Berry is like, weirdly one of my like top celebrity crushes.
I really love him.
He's
so funny on that hair, that swoopy hair. I absolutely
voice,
get it.
When he says I think it's in the first season, the episode about the hat, when he goes, when we were going to Manhattan. Just the way he says Manhattan.
Manhattan. It's so good. If you haven't watched What We Do in the Shadows, the movie. And then also the TV show. Fucking
movie's got one of the best jokes I've ever heard in my whole life.
Which one? What joke?
The virgins with the sandwich, the virgin sandwich joke. It's one of the best jokes I've ever heard, ever. It's hilarious.
I think so fucking my favorite line delivery in the TV show is just when he says, Jackie Daytona. Just the way he, like, it's a funny line, and he just nails this, like, inflection that's so much funnier than anything my brain could come up with.
He's perfect. His voice, that's what does it for me. His voice is just when he, bat, and he just turns into a bat.
I'm so attracted to him. I love him so much.
I am too. He's just, when he's talking to that, Gregor or whatever, I'm going to cut off your fucking head. You're just like, yeah, you are, dude. Go get it.
Have you ever watched Snuffbox? It was a sketch show he did in England.
You've showed me one where he like keeps knocking shit out of people's hands and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. His show Snuffbox.
I do like Toast of London though.
Also really good. He's so fucking funny. Hell yeah. Whose pick is it? John,
it's mine, right? Is it mine? What is it? Fourth pick?
Yeah, sir.
All right. Can I pick the Lego movie?
Yeah.
That counts, right?
I think you can. Yeah.
Right. Lego movie. Well, I just making sure it's like animated, but yeah, the Lego movie for sure. It's hilarious. You know, got a lot of good vibes in it, which I dig. Chris Pratt's a total good vibes. I'm not a dummy and I won't take that label, but a lot of people seem to think I am, just a happy dummy. So I identify with that character and I love it because he's stoked all the time and I'm stoked all the time.
The master builder? That guy was a master builder.
On accident though. I feel like I've tripped into everything in my life.
Buckets are buckets, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Buckets are buckets. A W is a W.
Can I say a controversial take?
Yes.
Oh, please.
I think the Lego Batman movie is better than the Lego movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the Lego Batman movie. I have to watch it.
The Lego Batman movie.
It is really good. It is really, really good.
I love the Batman character in the Lego movie, though.
You got to watch Lego Batman.
Okay.
It is really good.
Yeah, you haven't seen Lego Batman? Doug's got a voice. Man.
Yeah,
it's
Doug's
awesome.
Bane.
Doug's Bane in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking great.
It's really good.
Yeah, we went and saw, like, when I was in the theater and I just saw his name scrolling, that was the whole reason I went. Obviously, I wanted to see it, but the whole reason I went was to see a friend's name in the credits for real, like an actual character, and it's super fun.
Do like a Bane voice, or is he just himself in it?
He's not in it a ton, but yeah, he does a Bane voice.
But like, it's good.
He does
right?
it on Doug Loves
Isn't
movies.
It, like, yeah. legit pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, so Lego Movie, they both knock, but yeah, I'm picking the Lego Movie. I think Lego Movie's more fun. It was like the first of that kind of movie too, which was tight, and it's the humor is all good, like good actual good laughs.
Yeah, that movie's actually funny.
That's the second Lord and Miller movie on this pick or on this draft I'm in.
Wait, did someone take Chance of Meatballs? What other Lord Miller?
No,
movie?
Didn't they do Into the Spider-Verse as well?
Oh,
didn't they write
that?
Yeah.
Somebody may take that other one at some point.
I didn't mean to spoil. I thought maybe I missed something.
No. Yeah, the Lego Movie. I think it's fantastic, and I'm proud I got it.
Nice.
You should be, Sean.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, you
nice.
Should be.
Great. Good for you. Good for good pick.
I'm chilling. Hey, thanks, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. It was real nice of you.
I am tempted every now and then to become a Lego adult. Anybody else feel that call?
No.
I've had theories that everyone has a quarantine, their quarantine phases. Not like I'm splitting the atom. I'm sure a lot of people thought that. But I went through my Lego phase, which is about 3 days with one set of Lego.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I made a little skate park / house.
Oh, nice. Did he get a set or did he just get Legos and play?
My fiance's mom mailed it to me and it clearly says ages 5 to 8 on it or whatever. And I was like, I'll change that 5 to a 3. Take that hyphen out of there. All of a sudden it's for a 38-year-old. Let's get
cracking. Why times that 5 by that 8? You know what I mean? Now you got it.
There it is, dude.
Yeah. Then I could go to the kiddie bars and find a 30-year-old to give it to. I'm grown over here. But yeah, I did it. And it was super fun.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, that's it. End of the story. Beginning, middle, end.
Dana, time for your fourth pick.
My last pick, right? It's only 4?
I think we may have time to do a lightning round for the fifth pick so you can flex a little bit more. We'll just say them and then go through them.
All right. I feel like I'm taking the 95 Bulls a little bit, but I was able to get all 4 of these. But I'm going to go the Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some Brad Bird in there. Yeah. Why wouldn't you
never
take that?
I've never seen it.
I have to admit that I have also never seen the Iron Giant, and I thought that would be my biggest weakness going into this.
It's a good movie. I mean,
what year was it? Like 99, 2000 ish?
Yeah.
I was really into being a grown up then.
Yeah.
I was really into being an actual 7-year-old.
Yeah.
I had to play Madden and go to football practice.
Yeah, I was like 13. Exactly. It was like there was this whole thing going on in college football I was getting into.
I was the Iron Giant back then.
Yeah. It's like, have you seen this guy, Michael Vick? And I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to pay.
It was one of the movies I watched to seem cool right when it came out. It was one of those where I'm like, oh, yeah, I definitely need to see this film. Probably one of the first movies I called a film.
What?
And one yet of those it's not Giant? Really a film. It's just like, it's a really good animated movie. It's a really solid kids movie.
Yeah, man.
What happens in The Iron Giant? Brad, directed by Brad Bird.
It's a Cold War era, like a small coastal town in Maine, directed by Brad Bird. This lonely kid who loves sci-fi basically finds an Iron Giant. And it's basically about the government being scared of external threats and being irrational. But it's like really good themes that I think are relevant.
Okay.
It's like the government is scared of Russia and ETs and this kid just becomes friends with this giant. The way apparently Brad Bird pitched it, and then they were like, yes, make this movie, was what if a gun didn't want to be a gun? And that's what he said The Iron Giant was about.
Oh,
that's actually
amazing.
How I pitched my pilot, too.
Yeah.
But you had a gun on the table when you did it.
I put a gun on the table.
What if I didn't want to use this gun? That's what you said.
What if we weren't at NBC?
NBC Streets, dude.
Yeah.
David, time for your fourth pick, and then we'll do a quick lightning round for the final.
Shiza.
Yeah.
How did I get lost in the order? It's my
fault. Probably got
pick?
Lost in my eyes, and then it just all fell
I
apart
guess
from
so.
There.
I got lost in your curl hanging.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little bop, little doo-wop curl.
There it is, dude.
Doo-wop. Do I?
Oh, shit. Solomon Giorgio said he just got a new car.
Hey!
My fourth and final pick. If it's my last one, I got to pick Bebe's Kids. Robin Harris, the late Robin Harris. Faison Love did the voice, though, because he died. Yeah, Bebe's Kids. I'm the ball breaker, the candy taker. You guys never seen it? I don't know what to tell you.
I've seen Bebe's Kids.
I know you've seen Bebe's Kids. Yeah. You were also an at-risk youth. Of course you saw it.
Ready to get so pissed at you if you didn't think I'd seen it.
I know you saw it. You call raviolis raviolis. You've seen it. I've seen it. We've all seen it. Everybody who ever went to after school care or the Boys and Girls Club seen it. You used to have a knife. You've seen Bebe's Kids.
Anyone who had the tan line of a house key around their neck.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody who ever had people in their house before their mom came home, you've seen Bebe's Kids.
Anybody who rode the same bike for like their entire childhood.
Oh yeah.
I have never even heard of this, which I feel like is now telling you everything you need to know about me. I just spelled B-E-B-E's Kids.
Yeah, apostrophe is. It's great. I mean, it's like sad because Bebe's a terrible mom, but they go to a water park. You know what I mean? They get captured. The one kid turns out to be a lawyer. They make fun of him. Bebe's Kids are like, it's you got to see it. It's on Netflix. I watched it all the fucking time as a kid.
It's fun to watch right after you steal a Mercedes hood ornament for the first time.
Oh, yeah, nice. Exactly.
When you have to stand on the top because you don't know that you have to rip it with like using your whole body. So when you figure that out, you know.
It's like fun to watch after you've watched four other preteens fight at the creek. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Adam texted us the other day. He was at the skate park and he's like, these two scooter kids are throwing hands. And we are like, oh, damn. And he goes, yeah, they're like 11. So he couldn't.
You just got to let them
do anything because they're kids. And he's like, I had to just stand there. And some kid's dad came running over, but he's like, they were really going for it.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Scooter dudes busting loose.
You wonder what people thought when they saw you. As I was thinking, we used to go. It doesn't matter. You just wonder what people thought when they saw kids doing all this bad stuff.
We were just talking about this the other day. We were at McKinnon Park one time, and there were, I bet, 150 15-year-olds there. And I'm sure everyone driving by is like, boy, nothing good's happening with it. Like, it's an unsanctioned amount, like an event. It's not anything that was like, there were no banners, there were no adults. Just 150 teens in JNCOs with chain wallets. And they're like, well, someone's probably getting the shit kicked out of them.
The teens didn't bring their own banners. Oh, times have changed, yeah, man.
It's like, you never see kids outside anymore. I saw some kids outside the other day. I couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite, because I was fucking raised in a parking lot.
I was always outside.
Oh, yeah.
Rollerblading to Target.
But yeah, Bebe's Kids.
Bebe's Kids. A movie for people who still to this day keep stuff in Royal Crown liquor bags.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you got money in your sock right now, even though you also have a wife, this movie's for you. It's just safer in there. You know what I mean?
And then a quick lightning round final pick.
And then lightning round, I'm going to go Rockadoodle.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Love Rockadoodle. Rockadoodle.
I don't know what that is.
Chanticleer?
Chanticleer. It's based on the book of the Dun Cow, and they made an animated movie about that book that really didn't need one, and they made an Elvis rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he's Elvis. It's a little boy who turns into a cat. Chanticleer.
It's the first time hearing.
This isn't the first time you've ever heard it, because I brought it up on this podcast.
Yeah, it's canon.
You never listen to me.
Anyway,
that's how you're going to deal with his feelings?
Yeah. I just dealt with him. Got Marissa to laugh, so I'm in.
Wow, you're just going to sort of use your taekwondo on his feelings as well? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah,
you're
just going to karate chop my heart, you fucking dickhead. All right, what's your lightning round pick, Sean?
No, we got to get Dana's first.
No, it's turn yet, David. You never listen to the order.
I'm going to go Coraline.
Oh, lightning. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Stop motion animated movie. Really beautiful. Good job,
Leica. Portland, Oregon Zone. Beautiful movie.
I was hoping it would get some shine.
Sean, for your lightning round pick?
I don't know if you guys are going to let me do this. Can I pick How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
No.
Is that a movie?
Wait, the animated one?
Well, yeah, of course. The one with Jim like Carrey. The old one. Oh, I just didn't know if it was long enough.
You're a mean one, Mr.
You know what that
Grinch.
Guy's name is, by the way? You know his name?
Mr. Grinch Tal?
It's fucking gnarly. Grinchelstein? That's not his name.
Is it Mr.
His name
Grinchelstein?
Is not fucking gnarly.
They sold it. They changed it. When
what
they
is
got
his
there.
Name? I may know it when you say it.
It was a TV movie, right? Is that why yeah, you're asking?
I was just wondering if you're going to let it ride.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, that's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated movie. Because Laura told me that it was a TV show. And I'm like, I like length. And I was like, well, Freaky Ticky Tavi got some play. Then I think I can pick the Grinch. Thurl Ravenclaw.
Ooh.
Thurl is that guy's Ravenclaw. Name.
That's a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah. It is, dude.
I should have just
said
that.
Before you barf, Thurl Ravenclaw.
It's either Ravenclaw or Ravensclaw, but his name is Thurl.
Thurl.
That dude. Thurl. That's the guy who sings the song. Look him up. He looks like a fucking
Thurl,
by the way.
Oh my God. Do you know he was also the voice of Tony the Tiger?
No, I didn't
really?
Know that.
Oh.
Thurl
what a life.
Ravenscroft. What a motherfucker.
Oh, Ravenscroft. Yeah, yeah, not Ravenclaw.
Oh, Ravenscroft.
Sorry.
Yeah. Croft.
Still
yeah,
cool. Yeah.
So
if you got Raven in your name, I ride
Thurl
for it.
Thurl is dope.
Thurl
that
Bailey.
Name, Thurl oh is, it'll get you there.
It will get you there. How the Grinch Stole Christmas for your final pick. And my final lightning round pick is I'm going to take My Neighbor Totoro, my favorite Miyazaki movie.
Yeah. My little brother loves that movie.
It's beautiful.
So cute. I want to ride around on Totoro. I am Totoro in a lot of ways.
I've called you the Totoro of Glendale before.
I'm the Totoro of Glendale. People, yeah, I'll be the Totoro of Atwater Village as of mañana.
Ooh, yeah. Baby, that's sick. Totoro. I'm going to drive it on down on Monday. Well, I'll get there Tuesday, and we are going to hang out.
I'm
going to
fight you, dude. I'm going to fight the fucking
hang
COVID
out
of you if just to make sure.
Oh, let's do that. I'm going to beat you with a sock full of oranges.
Yeah, we're going to beat you up.
Nice. I haven't been beat into a gang for 24 years, so yeah.
Yeah, no, you're going to remember what it was like because I'm going to fill my pillowcase with bars full of soap.
And I'm going to fill my pillowcase with bars of phyllo dough. To recap, that was the final pick. David, you went first. You took The Illusionist, Fievel Goes West, South Park, Bebe's Kids, and Rockadoodle. Dana, you went second.
It.
You took Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Spirited Away, How to Train Your Dragon, The Iron Giant, and Coraline.
I mean, shit, when you say them all together.
I know.
I was like, what game are you guys playing?
That's a banger
My heart.
List.
My heart.
Being good friends, the game.
Yeah.
Sean, you took Beavis and Butthead to America, The Land Before Time, Ricky Tikki Tavi, The Lego Movie, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I went last, and I took Shrek.
I stand by that pick. I think that's a good pick.
Thank you, Marissa. Shrek.
Come on. Dance a little louder.
Say
the
one more
Akeem
time.
Olajuwon of this draft, Shrek. Ferngully, Charlotte's Web, Batman, Mask of the Phantasm, and My Neighbor Totoro. And again, those all came after my first pick, which was Shrek.
Can I give a shout Shrek. Out? Can I give one shout out to a movie that I didn't didn't pick
please.
Because I didn't have to go deep into my list because you guys are bad at this.
30, please.
Give 30 shout outs.
But I have to say, like, the ones that I wish I could have given extra moments to is Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Paranorman, which people don't give enough play to.
I love Paranorman.
Amazing movie.
I've never seen it.
Another
Leica,
right?
List. It's good.
Another
yeah, it's
Leica.
Good.
Give it appreciation. Your Name, which is this Japanese mm-hmm. movie that
I just saw that film. It's very, very good.
Amazing, right? They're making an American remake, which they don't need to do. Why would you make an American? It's animated. And then Triplets of Belleville, which is another one by the same animator who did the
last
one.
Oh, watch
I'm
it.
Have to watch we'll
that.
See.
And Weathering with it. You is by the same director as well. It's another Japanese animated romance film. It's so beautiful.
You guys,
I cried.
Would that be your pick, Marissa?
Yeah, I'd say that'd be my pick.
Nice.
I cried.
You guys need to go see Your Name. It's really good. It's like every genre mashed into one movie.
I will see it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a body swap movie, but very cool and interesting. Like
it's like
how they
it's like
it.
A rom-com and then also just like a comedy and then also just like an action movie for the last half an hour.
Oh, interesting. Your Name.
Your Name.
Your Name. It's called Sean.
It's called Sean.
You got me with rom-com. So
it's just like a very cute animated movie. But I was gonna put it on my list if you guys took the big ones, but you
we did.
Shrek, yeah.
Ricky
I have to give a shout out to
the
Brave Little Toaster, a movie which ruined me emotionally from a young age. And to this day, I still think of objects as people.
Is that not Disney?
I don't think Brave Little Toaster is not Disney.
Wow. No, it is. Sorry.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, tight. Well, I didn't take it, so everything's all good.
Could I have picked? Could I have picked Who Framed Roger Rabbit, or would that not have flown?
I put that on there too, but I don't know.
All right. What about Ready Player One? I wanted to kind of get in there.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
Well, that's why I didn't pick them, Dave.
I had ants for some reason, and then I was like, I don't like that movie that much.
Oh yeah, is that the one with Woody Allen?
Yeah, and Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Lopez.
Brave Little Toaster isn't Disney.
It's Hyperion. That was a Disney subsidiary.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Why am I asking you? I'll tell you clearly know more
than
me.
Don't come at me with the history of Disney animation.
I was so shook when you guys told, because when I looked up Nightmare Before Christmas, it didn't say Disney on it. And I was, because when you told me, you're like, Touchstone, and that was Disney or something? I thought like every single pick I had was going to end up being a Disney subsidiary that I just never heard of. And I thought I was fucked. I was I was probably visibly nervous. If you could go back and look, I bet I was like, oh shit. Like,
but
sure.
Like, how did that one seems obvious? Because like Disneyland is like always decked out in Nightmare Before Christmas shit.
And they got it at the Disney store.
You know, I didn't think of that until you just started saying it just now. I should have known, but I wanted it to be on my list. I wanted to be able to pick it so bad because I love it so much. But you're right.
And I think it is worth shouting out that like so much of stop motion animation owes what it is to Nightmare Before Christmas. Like I feel like the aesthetic that mm-hmm. they set really then influenced Laika with Coraline and Paranorman and Box Trolls. It's like they're all imitating the aesthetic that was set by Nightmare Before Christmas. So good job.
What about that movie Nine? You guys remember that movie?
No,
I never saw
Alien.
Yeah,
I remember liking it.
I think that's a DreamWorks movie. I don't think that's a Disney movie. I think
Nine, an animated movie, not like the Daniel Day-Lewis movie.
No, yeah, I remember liking it. I just couldn't remember shit about it. I said it was on one of the lists. I'm no joking. Beavis and Butthead was not on one single list of any animated movie I saw today. They didn't make one list.
What else do we? I had Aqua Teen Hunger Force the movie as an almost.
I had
The Secret of Nim. I love
The Last Unicorn.
Movie.
Cats Don't Dance.
Oh,
I had Cats Don't Dance.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a weirdo pick.
No, but it's a good movie.
Like, this is crazy.
It is a weirdo pick, but it was good, right?
Yeah, I liked that movie a lot.
Kung Fu Panda, also kind of a fun movie, right?
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda was dope.
It was DreamWorks.
I had Ice Age. Prince of Egypt.
Oh, Prince of Egypt, yeah.
Kubo and the Two Strings, if you saw it.
Kubo's really good.
It's amazing. I never saw it, but I heard
it's
fantastic.
What's that horse one? Spirit of the Cimarron or whatever.
Oh, but yikes to that.
With the Bryan Adams soundtrack.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That's what kids want.
Tarzan had a Phil Collins soundtrack.
I had to choose between like Paranorman, Box Trolls, and Kubo and Coraline, and I went Coraline.
I think you made the right pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those have exclusive Nike drops, by the way. They all have their own sneaker because Matthew Knight, Phil Knight's son, owns Leica.
Wait, are you serious?
That's great.
Yeah.
So like the
Nike, there's some Box Troll 5s.
Yeah, there's Paranorman. There's Coraline shoes. There's Paranorman foamposites that are like $20,000 because nobody has them.
Can I say I fucking love that guy, that he's just a rich kid, because Leica movies are so expensive and they make no money and they're beautiful. And it's just a rich guy being like, look. Yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, thank you. That's what rich people should do. Rich people should make art that won't make money, that's like just beautiful and great.
Him and the A24, wasn't that what's his face's daughter? I mean, she's clearly made a... I'm blanking on both their names right now, but it's like the person who started Cisco's daughter or whatever.
Yeah, that's what rich people's kids should do.
That's what you should do. It's be like a benefactor, like it's ancient or like it's Renaissance Rome. Well, we want to hear your picks, All Family Everything. Hit us up with yours at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter. Email us at allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Thank you for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon as well. Thank you for allowing us to do what we do.
Live stream coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Live stream coming soon. We're working on the details very shortly.
I'm going to wear a hat.
I'm going to church this shit up much more. I might even get a haircut.
More bandanas, dude. More bandanas.
More bandanas.
Why do you have so many bandanas?
So,
he just loves gang culture.
I was trying to make it less, I don't know, look like less like a garage in here. And I just, my fiance had a bunch of bandanas.
Oh, you did that just for like decoration?
Just so they weren't boxes.
I love that you're the same person. You did that. And then also you question why your mother covered a bowling ball in tinfoil. You're the same person. It's the same thing. It's the same
Yeah, it is. Oh, man. What a bummer.
You should get a tapestry.
Yeah.
They both anyway, look good. That's kind of what I'm pulling out of that.
I appreciate
you should get,
it.
You should get some Tibetan prayer flags. That's yeah, always.
Thanks for that's following me like, back, right? David.
No problem. Am I the only one? Sean?
Yeah, the two of you suck.
I've
been staring
you.
At my list. Yeah, oh. I've been staring yeah. at my list this whole time. Been trying to not look nervous.
Everyone should follow Dana on Twitter and Instagram. And everyone, again, send us your picks. Shout out, as always, to super producer Marissa. We love you. We couldn't do it without you. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Thanks for listening, Mom. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to the Tam O'Shanter, where a bunch of animators used to go get drunk in the 40s.
Oh, really? The prime rib spot?
The prime rib spot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's like Walt Disney used to hang out there.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to other people in entertainment guy. Who weren't wildly anti-Semitic. Shout out to shout out to bandanas, dude. Shout out to the song Bandana by, is it Freddie Gibbs? I don't know. Shout out to fucking...
Oh, shout out to Bananas in Pajamas, too.
Oh, yeah, coming Ooh. Down the stairs in pairs, dude.
Yeah,
shout
yeah.
out to that Portland veteran that stood up against
oh, yeah.
the officers.
Shout out to everyone in Portland, by the way. We know a bunch of you yeah, listen up there. Down. Fucking, you're doing, I mean, you're amazing. You're amazing. Fuck those fascist motherfuckers. Get them the fuck out of the Rose City. They don't belong there. They don't belong anywhere, let alone there. And yeah, more important, well, not more important, but also important. Tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackety.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.